All right, we have one more keynote speaker this afternoon before we start our panel. Mr. Jeffrey Lush is CTO for Dell Services Federal Government. He's known widely as a passionate technologist with more than 29 years of IT experience, including 17 in the federal government and 12 years in the cloud industry. Jeff specializes in emerging technology and recently served as the executive chief CTO for the Department of Veterans Affairs Office for Information and Technology. He's requirements, hosting more than 5,000 specifications that are used for procurement packages within Veteran Affairs, the DOD, and other federal agencies. Please welcome Mr. Jeffrey Lush to Cloud Computing East.
Thanks. Is the remote's right here?
Okay. It should start, I guess, as soon as...
Yeah, okay, there it is. Wonderful. Thank you. Well, hello, everyone. Hopefully you can hear me. I'm not going to stand behind the podium if you don't mind. I would like to start, since all of you look like you're right on the verge of going to sleep on me. We're going to start with a trick. Everybody likes magic, right? Right. So this is what cloud is to most people. Let me see here. See if you guys can see this. Got a lot of blank pages here, right? Not a whole lot of people understand where cloud technology is. You know, it's a lot like our traditional architecture that we have today. Pretty neat, huh? And we're going to go back to the book in just a minute when we get done for the final part of this very magical coloring book. So let's talk a little bit about some of the key tenets of a cloud infrastructure. I listed them up here because, you know, a lot of us seem to think, just like this magic book, that, you know, we're running our IT infrastructure today, which looks kind of like this, right? And that there's a huge difference between what we're doing today and where we're going with cloud. And I'm here to tell you that there's not a whole lot of difference. But there are some key kind of groups of technology that when we talk about cloud and think about cloud, we should really kind of focus in on. And I've got them listed here. Compute, storage, network, and security. So if you take the first three, compute, storage, and network, and you kind of put them together and you think about your legacy environments today or where you're going with cloud, perhaps tomorrow, all of those components are there, right? In network, we include things like security firewalls and IDS and IPS sensors, things of that nature. But down here in the lower corner are these security, and these are, for those of you that can't tell, these are locks. And they represent the security controls. Now, for those of you that are in federal agencies, you are probably very familiar with the concept of a security control because they're what govern DICAP, FISMA low, moderate, and high, ICE 503, FedRAMP, HIPAA, all the other certifications that you may be achieving or currently have within your environment today that are ATO, right? Remember, ATO, the authority to operate. So all of these controls make up that environment. So when we think about, which way do I push? See, I can do a magic trick, but I can't operate the thing right there. Oh, there you go. Okay. See, look, there's a blank thing on here, okay? It's confusing.
I know the problem is it wasn't made by Dell.
That's right. And it's not made by Dell. I'm just joking. So what does this kind of core architecture look like? Now, this happens to represent Dell's architecture. And I'm going to tell you just a few things about the architecture of any cloud that you just want to make sure you have. Because if we're truly moving from a legacy IT environment into a new cloud environment, we want to make sure that we have all of those components that are needed so that when we get to the cloud, it's not a blank page. So let's look at this. This is just an example. We have our compute that's standing up here inside of this environment. Now, Dell uses Red Hat KVM.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Marty asked me if I could just keep the mic for recording purposes.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I'm not loud enough.
Okay, great. Thank you. So we have the compute services here, right? We talked about compute. Those are primarily servers. You want to make sure when you get a compute environment that it scales with your needs. So whatever your needs are, going to be, make sure that you can get servers that perform, that are low performing servers and high performing servers. You want to be able to mix that, right? We don't have legacy environments today that we have all really, really fast servers, right? We have a big mix of those servers. And so we want to make sure we get that in our compute environment. Also, the concept of horizontal scalability. When you look into a cloud, remember the security controls that we had on this slide here. These controls are directly related to these components or tenets of this enterprise architecture. Remember that those security controls, if you change out your switches, for example, you're going to change many of your controls in your ATOs. If you change out the servers or the storage, you're going to have to do some work with your controls. And so make sure when you get into an environment and a cloud infrastructure that you can scale horizontally. What that means is that, for example, we have some switches at the top here, some more switches down here, and some firewalls. We want to make sure that we can take and say, I need an 8-port switch today, whether it's a dedicated private cloud. And by the way, let me clarify something. When I use the word dedicated, I'm talking about your house, not a room in a bed and breakfast. Right? You guys know the difference, right? A lot of people would call dedicated a room in a bed and breakfast. That's not the case.
Just a quick question. Is this a picture of a literal like rack, like a Dell rack? Is that exactly what it looks like?
Exactly.
Okay.
It's a little bigger in real life.
No, I understand.
But yeah, generally speaking, yeah.
Okay.
It's exactly what it looks like, yeah. And so these switches, I want to be able to go from a 10-port switch to an 800-port switch. They don't make one that's 800 ports, but you know what I mean, right? I want to be able to scale properly that operating system on that switch stays the same. Now, why is that important? Because if the operating system stays the same, your ATO doesn't change. Because the ATO doesn't care about the number of ports or the media type. The ATO cares about the operating system, right? What vulnerabilities could be introduced, things of that nature. Okay, so now that we're talking a little bit about security controls, let's dive just a little bit deeper. Remember, compute, server, network, and security controls are the primary components of a cloud infrastructure. If you're going to use it in a federal setting, that has to have an ATO. And there are some agencies that can still get away with no ATOs, but those days are coming to an end very, very fast. So what is this that we kind of have drawn up here? Let's just kind of walk through this real briefly here of exactly kind of what's going on here. When you get a FedRAMP cloud, so Dell offers two clouds, what we call the Dell Cloud for U.S. government. They offer a dedicated cloud, again, dedicated, put it on the back of a Humvee, drive down range, put it in the space shuttle, go to wherever you're going to go, completely dedicated, no phone home requirements, okay? Whereas many people, when they refer to the word dedicated, they're really talking a dedicated server, right? That's not what we're talking about here. So we have the dedicated and then the FedRAMP. Now, we don't have our final FedRAMP approval yet. We could talk about that if you want afterwards. But we're very engrossed in the wonderful process. So FedRAMP here represents, in your environments, it represents infrastructure as a service, typically. And that means everything below the hypervisor. So the operating system and the application, right, whatever that is going to go on top. And we have an example here. For example, the FBI may want to use, and these are just examples, by the way, they may want to have email as a service represented here. Well, when they build that on top of a FedRAMP environment, they're going to add these controls, okay? And that's going to add, they're going to take these controls and these controls, they're going to add them together. That's going to equal their ATO. And they're going to have to do that for every single service. Now, could you have multiple services here? You could, right? I could have a database, email, you know, and put it all in one security boundary. Sure, there's lots of ways to dice this thing up. But generally speaking, FedRAMP. Now, we inherit these controls into this ATO, right? Not 100%. Most agencies will balk a little bit at something, but generally speaking, they go up here, right, and inherit, make the control package. There are 298 security controls in FedRAMP. 298. Right between 2,000 and 2,500 pages of documentation. All right? Fortunately, we do all of our submissions electronically, right? Because that would be a few trees that would go down. But so this is how this works. So let's talk about what the problem is with this. Once you start deploying to a cloud infrastructure, any cloud infrastructure, no different than your legacy IT infrastructure, you have to get your ATOs. When you have your ATOs, you're going to have to manage those. What Dell offers is what we call a compliance framework. And that framework wraps around this entire model and says, represented here in the blue, and says, we're going to manage that ATO for you. We're going to do the POAMs. We're going to do the paperwork. We're going to log all of these. And oh, by the way, when you get ATO number two, we're going to inherit those controls again. We're going to take these controls, if applicable, and put them over here. We're going to do all of that through software. If you're doing that by hand today, you're having a whole lot of fun. And when those ATO numbers increase and you have to have more ATOs, it's going to be even funner. So, major problem, compliance framework helps solve that. Now, what does that mean when we go to November 14th of this year? On November 14th of 2014, OMB has asked all environments to receive continuous monitoring. Continuous monitoring. It happens to be Rev 4 of the NIST 800-53 control set. And what that means is that you're going to have to monitor all of these controls. You're going to have to monitor them once every 3 days. So once every 3 days, you're going to have to look at your audit logs represented here, manually sift through those every 3 days, and produce reports that indicate your level of risk and vulnerability in your environment. That's continuous monitoring. So when you look at cloud, get something with a compliance framework built in that allows the continuous monitoring to say, oh, wait a minute, MA5 is out of control. It just had a change. I need to change it in all of my ATOs and put that over across all my ATOs. Many environments have thousands of ATOs that they need to manage. I only have a few minutes, and I know you want to see the end of this magic trick. I sing and dance, too, at other shows. Well, we'll get to that, but I wanted to introduce this. So where is cloud going with in the future with all of this technology? Now, this isn't a whole lot different than what we have been doing, but it has added some things that are happening in our environment today. And real quickly, it's the use of data. So there are a lot of data points that are being collected in many, many places. The ability to analyze that data, you've heard it referred to as big data, right? Maybe you've heard the word Hadoop, things of that nature. These meta tags that is associated with this data allow cross-agency sharing of information. I'll give you just a real quick example. If you drive on westbound on the toll road toward Leesburg from the inner loop here, if you drive that way, once you get onto the toll road to Dulles Airport, there's approximately 262 cameras that watch that stretch of roadway. Okay? Now, those cameras aren't just dedicated to that road. All right. They're not dedicated to that road, but they're getting caught from parking cameras and streetlight cameras and, you know, all types of cameras. This big data, which is where cloud allows us to be, is to analyze that data and pull it together. And so we can talk about that again in the future. Now, I can't do my magic trick with only one hand because all magicians need two. So thanks, and I'll just talk. Thank you very much, Chris. Okay, so where is the cloud technology going today? Cloud technology, again, built very similar to your legacy IT environment, is coming out and moving to the new environment. All right. That's all we have. Thank you very much.